This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Before the snow, ice, and frigid temps effectively shut down the state, the Riverboat Gaming Task Force met to finalize their economic development recommendations for the industry. There are two. First, allowing gaming floors to be moved on land if the casino also makes significant improvements to its overall facility.
What we're after here is reinvestment in the property to make sure that it's promoting the economy, not just moving gaming from over water onto land.
Explains Ronnie Jones, chair of both this task force and the State Gaming Control Commission. The other proposal changes measurement of maximum gaming space from square footage to 2,365 gaming positions, thus accommodating the larger modern video slots. Wade Duty with the Louisiana Casino Association says,
"This does not double, triple, or even increase the present number of gaming opportunities.
Anything we do could be considered by some to be an expansion of gaming,"
Jones remarked. Also discussed were items they did not recommend, like permitting sports betting.
That's going to be important to the future of gaming in Louisiana. That may well be part of an answer to solving some of the revenue problems in the state, but I'm not sure it's something that this task force can really address. Sports betting is bigger than riverboats.
Casino operators had urged removing taxes they now pay on promotional play, since Mississippi doesn't do that. But Senator Denny Martini says due to the fiscal cliff, the state currently can't afford it.
I think the figure I heard was somewhere around an $18 million hole in the budget, and that is an absolute non-starter.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.